Welcome to Happened Here. People, places, and the stories they tell. Hi, Lulu Freeman, back again with another short story for you. As may be becoming clear by now, we'll be launching our Happened Here podcast series on the 10th of January. 3 short stories per episode, linked together by a place or a theme that answer the simple question, I wonder what happened here. But before becoming part of your New Year resolutions, we're offering you a selection of individual stories over the 12 days of Christmas. Well, more or less the 12 days. This one is set in deepest winter, a long time ago. Without further ado, let's begin. Anglo-Saxon Mead Hall, under the piazza, Covent Garden. We're pretty sure there would have been one. Modernicht. Written and performed by Olivia Bell.
Wunder weyarthon weya, water weyarthu bona. There was a wonder on the wave, water turned to bone. Medwinter, AD 640, Ludenwig. Brona shivers, pulling the furs closer around her shoulders, and focuses on putting one foot in front of another in the deep snow. Every step is a struggle, up the hill, away from her family hut, and the frozen cold clasp of the river, towards the glinting lights of the Mead Hall in the centre of their frost-fettered settlement, the land we now know as Covent Garden, in the heart of modern London. A sharp crack! Brona whips around, body tensed. Her parents and older sister, Winfled, some steps ahead now, don't appear to have heard anything, but in Brona's imagination, a boar, a bear, a wolf. In the dark, silence again. Maybe just an icicle, dislodged by the wind. Finally nearing the Mead Hall, Brona catches up with her family and, stepping over the threshold, is overwhelmed by noise, by waves of heat from huge roaring fires, and by the intoxicating smell of roasting boar, mushrooms and hazelnuts. Catching sight of the mistletoe strung around the roof, nestled between boughs of silver birch and fir, Brona stifles a giggle, remembering its name, mistel, from the word for dung, and toe, from ton, meaning stick. Brona promises herself never to hang poo sticks in her own house. Brona and her sister Winflad play games of leapfrog and blind man's buff. The feast is devoured, the dogs gnawing at the boar's bones. The mood changes, and a quiet descends. Only the sound now of the fires spitting and the wind shaking the hall. The men, some adorned in animal skins and headdresses of antler, of wolf and bear skull, begin gently to stamp their feet, rocking from side to side on the earthen floor, a mesmerizing rhythm. Candles flicker around the statues of goddesses on an altar, and Brona, along with all the other women, takes a long draught from an ornate mead bowl passed between grandmothers, mothers and daughters, bows her head, gives thanks for her ancestors, and is allowed, for the first time, to join in a prayer to the goddess Freya for her own fertility. Brona knows that, now that she is old enough to celebrate Modernacht, Mother's Night, she is old enough to be married, and smiles as she imagines her own daughters, one day, burning a Yule log with her, collecting furs for the fire, decorating the hall with silver birch, and collecting nuts for the 12 days of midwinter feasting. Lost in thought and full of mead and boar, Brona slowly becomes aware of a whispered conversation near her. This day, one woman says in a hushed voice, is not just to celebrate all our mothers and the solstice, when the sun stands still, but also to remember the birth of a baby born thousands of miles away, in a place with a strange name. Slowly, the woman begins to chant.
For Sheal Freosan, Fir Wudu Meltan, Eoth the Groan, Is Brichian, Wata Helm Wegan, Wundrum lucan eorthan chithas. An shell unbindon, forst as vetera, fella michti god. Winta shell ye we orpan, weda eft cuman, summa swela hat. Frost must freeze, fire burn up wood. The earth grow, ice form bridges, water wear a covering, wondrously locking up shoots in the earth. One alone shall unbind the frost's fetters, God most mighty. Winter must turn, good weather come again, summer bright and hot. Soothed by the soft voice, Brona's eyes drift shut as she snuggles under a pile of furs near the fire. The storytelling begins, wafting over her. Her last thoughts, before she slips into sleep, are not of ancient warriors and goddesses, but of the story of God's son, born in a place called Bethlehem.
Brona was not so very much younger than I am now. We've got just two more stories before our big podcast launch on the 10th of January. The penultimate single story will be available on Monday the 2nd of January and will look back 2,000 years to when a forest grew where central London is now. You can listen to that anytime after it's published. And you can listen again to all our other published stories and find out what's happening at happenedhere.com. Meanwhile, Happy New Year to you all.